Hello and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett. Today's guest is none other than NI comedy hero, Dave Elliott. We're gonna talk to Dave in a wee moment. I thought you would appreciate the NI. Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah. There's no wee O in the middle, is there? Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by Manscaped.com. Manscaped.com is the Premier League of male below the belt grooming. This is, do you know what it is? It's Champions League. It's Champions League last four. It's a great website. They sell all kinds of products for male below the belt grooming. So I would highly recommend the Lawnmower 5.0, which is a little razor that buzzes the pubes clean off you, but it does it in a kind of a nice subtle way. It has a wee light on it, so you can do it in the dark if that's what you're into, and you can really see where the hairs are. It's waterproof. Use the code NOBLASTERS20. That's the word NOBLASTERS, the number 20. NOBLASTERS20 for 20% off and free shipping. I also highly recommend the ball wipes, the crop preserver, as it's called. I also enjoy the ball deodorant, which is something that I would use a fair bit. Not that I have particularly stinking bag, but do you know why I don't? Because you use the ball deodorant. It's like a circle, and so is my bag. Now, as I say, use the code NOBLASTERS20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. They're an OG sponsor. We love them. They love us. Just time to tell you as well about our Patreon over at patreon.com/NOBLASTERS. This is where we put out No Blasters Extra Time, which is a whole other podcast absolutely packed with EAFC 24. It comes out every Thursday over there. We also have gig announcements, special offers. All our live specials are on there as well. We have a live stream once a month. It's a great time. Get over there to patreon.com/NOBLASTERS. Lastly, if you want, I'm doing the Grand Opera House for a full week at the end of September from the 23rd to the 28th. Two shows on the 27th, two shows on the 28th. The show is called Phantom of the Opera House. It is a brand new stand-up comedy show. It's going to be fucking phenomenal. So please come and see that. You can get tickets at goh.co.uk, which is the Grand Opera House website. And yeah, great fucking times. Let's get stuck into today's episode. That's a fine Arsenal garment you're wearing there, Dave.
Thank you. It sort of it divides people's opinion. When I first saw it, I didn't know if I liked it, and then I saw it in person. And
I like it better like on you than on Arsenal players, because I found a lot of them annoying.
Well, that's good. You know what?
It is good.
It's good that Arsenal are annoying again.
It is.
For a long time, they're like, look at those wee lads.
Aye.
Danielson and all.
They are annoying. They annoy. Mm-hmm. Do you know they annoy me? Probably more. Arsenal, Chelsea are teams that annoy me.
Yeah. City, yeah, I get Chelsea.
City and Liverpool are teams that I actually dislike, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I get
you. Although I will say this, Liverpool are playing ball that is my preferred ball to watch at the moment, which annoys me. And it has been that way for a while.
Yeah.
United are so shit.
But United, that game at the weekend was one of the greatest matches I watched.
It was crazy, wasn't it?
It was insane.
Do you know it was double crazy? I pay for Sky, and for no reason, my remote just went, nah. And I ended up watching.
Is it one of those wee ones?
It's a wee shit one.
The wee, like, it's too slippy to hold?
It's
that size and it's round.
Oh, no. But it is slippy.
Yeah, I don't like it. I remember they used to have the good old days when you played Beehive Bedlam with the rubber bag.
See that remote?
Yeah.
That remote, they must have made
God
that. They must have made that remote in Mordor, because it couldn't be fucking broken.
No.
The only way to break it would be to throw it into a fucking volcano.
And even at that, you would still get a couple of goals.
Even then, you might still be able to get a wee
That one was this size. So you couldn't lose it down the side of the sofa.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. And now they're all. Anyway, it broke, and I ended up watching that fucking United game on my phone. Like, the disgrace of having my actual TV there and having to sit.
So I was trying to watch the match, the Champions League, illegally last night, my TV, and my TV wouldn't let me, so I had to just break the law on the computer.
That's so mad. What about that Bruno Fernandes?
You know what? Strike? Not enough people are talking about that as being an absolute worldie. Yeah, they're like, Menu's goal was better, but I think Fernandes,
Menu's goal was great.
Yes.
But like, Fernandes, first time, bingo. yeah, from there.
But to think about it and the execution, tremendous. Yeah. Amazing. It was great. It was a really, really good. And as a, obviously, I want Liverpool to lose the game to draw points because they're in the title race. But taking the draw was good.
Arsenal, Arsenal top by one point. Oh, it's all, yeah. Oh, I thought
but it was
10
goals
point.
Or something, 11 goals, which is good. And then play Aston Villa at the weekend. That's going to be tough.
It is tough.
Well, two weekends ago, we'll know. So, yeah, 2 weeks ago we played Aston Villa, but well.
I love when people... Yeah, the title race is over. I love when people... I saw a comment recently where people, some comment was slobbering about me... specifically about my Sunday Life column, which is fucking hilarious.
And where was that?
What?
Where was that?
Online. Someone was talking about me.
Who? Why?
Saying, oh, see the way he fucking throws in a football analogy every now and again, brackets, like he's a normal bloke. I'm like, firstly, see if you use the word bloke. Have a wee drink and drive home. Secondly, am I not normal in terms of
Let's not get into that.
Am I not normal enough to comment on football from time to time?
Yeah, you're definitely normal enough to comment on football.
I watch enough football that I'm allowed to comment on it, so fuck yourself.
But again, his process of like getting a Sunday Life, reading your article, and then either getting the computer or phone going.
And the comment mentioned a couple of articles. I'm like, you're a fan. Yeah. You're a deluded fan.
Fucking stalker.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking hate this. Give me the next one, Karen.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Because that's what I've noticed recently, because I'm promoting a tour with a different promoter than I've done before, and the audience who does it.
It's in the status chart.
The audience who would follow this, it would be an older audience. They are roasting me.
Oh, really?
On social media, hateful old bastards.
The audience who follow your new promoter.
Yeah, they're all just these, and then I just thought, because again, we don't read comments, but then whenever
I will read them occasionally.
But then they put a sponsored post up, and it's appearing in my mind, my own business. And there's my stupid big bald mug, and I'm going, fuck the last thing I want to do is look at myself, and I read the comments, and there's just one guy. Now, in fairness to him, he must be a Spurs supporter, but he commented something, and it was just like. I don't understand why this guy think this is funny, and then they deleted it.
Spurs are funny, mate. You know, Spurs are funny.
So I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to leave it. Then he kept commenting again.
Spurs are so shit that Harry Kane left them, and he's still not going to win any trophies this year.
That's because it's in it. The Spursiness is in them.
Although I bet he loved scoring against Arsenal.
Yeah, but they put us out of Champions League, so. That's a prediction.
That's a prediction. Yeah, the first leg was last night. Yeah. This is going out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to reply, and I just wrote because again there was, and then I'll get to this next guy.
You wrote
afterwards.
A reply.
Yeah,
I never reply,
but I never do. But then you know what I thought.
Do you know where I reply in here occasionally? On here.
But you know what I thought. You know what, I'm going to play him in his own game because this is twice now. This guy's come at the same post, and he must have something to say. So he wrote something like, this is not, something like this, this is not really common nowadays, and shit, these guys are not funny at all. But said, no, simply not funny. And I wrote, is right, brother, have a great weekend. COYS. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
And did he reply? Did he fuck? Then there's another guy, a big fat chef, right? And he commented on it. And he was like, I can't understand why this guy is a comedian. Now, my first instinct would reply to say, well, I can fully understand why you're a chef, you fat cunt. But I held my tongue, right? I held my tongue, and I wrote back, and I said, me neither, brother, and threw up the double hands, like that. And then, YNWA, because he's a Liverpool supporter, you'll never walk alone. And he replied, and he's like, oh,
you'll never walk alone?
Yeah, you know, well, fuck, clearly he's been walking alone for a long time, walking to the fridge in the middle of fucking night, gorging the big fat cunt. But it didn't...
Sometimes, you know, I go over and I open the fridge. And I survey everything that's in it. I'm
do the inventory?
I inventory it and then close it all the way. I just go over and look.
It's like in Terminator when he assesses a scenario.
Yeah.
No. But you know what? He came back and he's like, oh, if you need any support, mate. And then I didn't reply to him.
I was trying to mentally process the right cadence for this, but to walk over to the fridge, it took me too long. To walk over to the fridge and be like, I need your jam, your juice, your peanut butter. But to be fair, we keep our peanut butter in the cupboard.
Yeah. Jam, juice, and peanut butter would be a weird mix.
Chloe's a serial killer. What?
What does she do with her wire?
What does she do with her wire?
Mm-hmm. Or, no, her wire.
All right, sorry. Yeah, I
mean, what's she do with her wire? That'd be a weird
one. I love, like, what?
She pulls it off you?
She She puts, we keep peanut butter in the cupboard.
Correct.
I would probably keep it in the fridge.
No.
There's a couple of things I would probably keep in the fridge.
Or you tell me some stuff and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
If we have chocolate in the house, mm-hmm. I would rather it was in the fridge.
I prefer chocolate in the fridge. No, yeah. I'd eat chocolate from a cupboard too. It all depends.
I don't really like eating it out of the cupboard.
I eat it either. Like, I don't know, and I've made a history of doing so. But yeah. If you want to have a real treat, you put it in the fridge and you have a wee cup of tea or something.
Peanut butter in the fridge is something that I would have done that like in my student house. I would have had, because in my house, like in my house now, we keep it in the cupboard. But in my mum's house, it would have been in the cupboard too. Yeah, I prefer it in the fridge.
But then what are you doing with your peanut butter unless you're eating it just straight?
Sometimes I do that.
Nah, because you get a spread on shit, and I don't and have also, time. Here's another.
We're getting into a silent war here about peanut butter. But as I silent, we're
fully talking about it.
I'm a crunchy peanut butter guy.
So am I. I
like we have smooth right now.
But I like smooth too. I don't. You know what I mean? I do. I like smooth. I like crunchy. It all depends. I like peanut butter.
I prefer the crunchy.
You know what I do with peanut butter now? What? I put it on a rice cake with a bit of banana.
That it's great with banana. Do you know what I like doing? Just doing a wee round of it. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll go in just peanut butter, nothing else on it.
Oh, on toast? I thought you meant a round of peanut butter with nothing?
Just on normal bread.
Uh-huh.
Not even toast.
Oh, no. Couldn't have bread.
And you do like a light skim of that, fold it over. Wee piece.
It's a wee piece. All right. Oh, no. But then if it's going to be on real bread, you got to put like Nutella in it too. You can't just have peanut butter and...
Oh, see, I don't know. Do you know what's good though? And this is good, and it's something that I've not eaten today. I know I haven't had anything either. We're getting on like it's 5:30 in the day. It's like fucking 11 o'clock.
You know what? 11 o'clock's not bad. I've been up from 6. That's a hard shift.
I've been up since 20 past 8. That's when my alarm went off today.
But did you get up or did you loiter?
No, I got up.
Loiter under Dave?
No, I got straight up.
So you said ding ding ding, boom. You're straight up.
I was up before 25 past.
To do what? So what's you're somebody that fascinates me as to what you do. In and off a morning. I'd love to know what your routine is. Because so many different people have so many different things. I just want to know what is your... You wake up 8:20. What do you do first? What do you go for?
I'll lift my phone and go for shit.
Right. And then, do you leave the bed?
Yeah.
Okay. Phew. And then... Sponsored the podcast, Anna Man.
Yeah, just lift my phone and go. And then I'll get a shower. And then... I get dressed and then
there's something you do there because it took you a while ago.
I watched quite specific things in the morning, so I'll watch any football highlights from the night before
Bundesliga,
and I'll watch
World of Sport reruns
and NHL highlights as well.
Why you didn't want to tell that,
but only from obviously I support the Pittsburgh Penguins, so mm-hmm.
Of course, why wouldn't you?
Having a terrible season. Might still make the playoffs, so no one cares. Fucking Jordy Robinson sitting in the house right now going, fucking, yeah. You know what I mean? He's the only one. They might still make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get dressed, I'll get Chloe to put my socks on.
So
she did it today.
Are you in your like towel when you watch the sports, or do you get dressed before
I'm sitting
you watch the
taking a shit watching the sports?
Oh right, so because you said you showered, so do you shower as well?
Sorry, so I'll get up, I'll lift my
mm-hmm.
phone,
mm-hmm.
I'll go for a shit, watch my highlights,
yeah,
shower, dry, dress,
okay,
rollerball,
okay,
and then we're doing whatever then.
Right, okay.
Today I was getting the car, come to the podcast.
Nice.
I didn't watch. I only watched.
What do you do in your bed? Do you
one make highlight. It? Chloe was still in it this morning.
Do you ever passively aggressively? I wouldn't ever.
No, I wouldn't ever.
I do.
Before Chloe usually makes a bed. I don't usually do that. That's do you know what that is? Mm-hmm. CW Chloe work.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
But then CW could be Karen work too.
It's that. Well,
Karen work too. CW.
No. But here.
That's where you blur the lines.
There's so many things that we do that are just funny to us, but if I talk about them, people would think we're fucking murderers.
Well, this is what we're here for. I love routines. See people's routines, how people differentiate between other people and what they do.
We sat discussing last night I did say this on the, what do you call it, that I just did, the Patreon episode, but we're getting the ensuite shower taken out, completely gutted and replaced, right? Because it was
with what?
Badly installed, so it was like
somewhere to hang your airsoft.
Yeah, we're no reply to that, like, and so we're doing that, and so our bed would be getting covered in dust, obviously, because it's right by that.
That would be something I imagine you would have a real fear of, dust particles.
Also, because at the minute, my breathing is shit with this sort of bad chest infection I've had for a couple of weeks. So,
oh, I'm glad. My point, I'm glad you're actually unwell after cancelling me in that gig. I'm actually not well.
You
good. I'm glad. I want to see your medical record for that.
I didn't cancel on you, Dave. I cancelled on the person running the gig.
Yeah, but you know what that meant? Double time work for Davey for charity for free.
Here, do you know what it means? Adding 10 minutes on. So don't say double time.
It's double time. It's double work.
But it's 20 minutes
all in. Double work in front of children. Double work in front of children.
Another great reason for me not to be there doing comedy.
Hey, but
did it work out?
Yeah.
Tell you what it worked out for.
Yeah, it worked out for you, but you know what? You know who went on? You know who went on? Saw the crowd like a Terminator. Changed the set. Professional. Enjoyed it. This guy.
Do you know who finds it really difficult to do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy.
But
I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it was okay. I wasn't wild, to be fair.
I pivoted.
Well, but you know what? The main thing is that you're over it.
But you know what the worst thing was? I had to sit by myself backstage and I had to drive, how long was it? Like 45, 50 minutes to sit by myself.
It is actually quite a cunty drive from where you are. It's like round.
Oh, it's a full bollocks. Belfast, I had a full hangover as well. I was looking forward to a bit of company.
I thought you were also going to bail on it, if most, because you were saying that you were hanging together.
What? Yeah, but you know what?
Davey doesn't bail. I fought through it.
Davey does not bail. I will never quit. Ever. I'll be here. People, I might sell no tickets. No one might want to see me. I might have no viewers. I might be doing it for myself.
But I will never quit.
Ever.
That's so good. What was I on about a wee second ago?
Before? Being sick. So you've got dust particles in your lungs.
Very good. So, we've moved
which
on
is karma.
We've
he moved, did something in previous
we've,
life.
We've moved, our mattress down in the living room for a few days, right? Mm-hmm. So last night, this is like pre-dinner.
Did you
time.
Take the base as well?
Or no.
Just Japanese mattress. Style, nice.
Yeah. The move on our bed would be a full nightmare. Like, uh-huh. I mean, just a full nightmare. So
could
like,
you not just close the door?
This is where I'm going to tell you something crazy, Dave. There's no door on that ensuite.
Well, ever?
Yeah.
Oh, that is mental.
Right, so...
I can imagine you just sitting watching.
You can't see the... You can't, you,
from the bed, like a lord.
You can't see the bog from the bed.
But that, I thought I was only thinking shower, which would be grand.
There's a shower and a bog.
So you mean say when you're doing your wee NFL highlights, you're
NHL,
dropping...
NHL, I would never watch NFL.
Or you're cutting
not
off,
nerd.
You're cutting off a length. And just percolating the fragrance into the bedroom. And
I would, I would,
like,
I'll
it's like an old cartoon. You don't see the apple pie smell.
There's also a bit. There's also yeah, but it's more like the green claw smell.
Wake up!
I would rarely duck in there if she's sleeping.
Oh man,
the bathroom.
I don't. I have to like stuff the toilet so people can't hear me. I hate it. Even my wife hearing me and all. It's gross.
Well, we're gonna get. See, we took a door off in anticipation of getting. We saloon doors.
Oh, so every time you can burst into
this
the
is
toilet.
What we're doing.
But why?
True.
Why?
Standing.
You still hear everything. You still
we're
smell
married.
Everything.
So fuck.
It's weird.
I don't
get a saloon door going into your lounge. Don't in your toilet. What happens if your mum's visiting and needs a dump? And
she wouldn't be going to the ensuite. There's a toilet downstairs and a big bathroom.
What if you're in the big one? You can't help. You rush in. Your mum needs to. And then Chloe's like, oh, I'm going to stick a wee fleece on here. And she walks in. There's your mum. All right, Chloe.
Leaning over like you're in the Rover's Return. Like, Betty's
oh, dear
gate.
Me.
No,
Betty's hot pot all right being cooked in there.
So...
There's a Mal Bartlett stew in the corner for you. Yum yum.
We I knew that if I said anything that goes on in my house, people would think we're weird.
But that is weird. And it's fine to be weird, but it is weird.
Listen, so there's no door.
Okay.
Right. So we're currently on the sofa in the living room that we've cleared, right? So like there's space on the floor for the sofa or for
the mattress.
For the, yeah, the mattress, right? Oh. So yesterday pre-dinner, but post-work men being in, because we were up very early yesterday and we both worked all day. And then we were having a wee lie down, just chilling, talking shit.
Floor,
right? Chloe had been out. She washed and basically valeted both cars, right? Mm-hmm. So she was freezing. So she's trying to warm up, and I'm very warm. I'm a wee heater, so I'm just sitting there. And we were talking about what we were going to do for dinner. And mate, I don't know if you've ever got into a long discussion about what that's going to be, mm-hmm. but basically what ended up happening was I did everything in terms of like, I got up, I got into the car, I went and drove and got a son, brought it back. Uh-huh. And before I left, I went upstairs, put all the blinds, closed uh-huh. all the windows, and turned the heating on uh-huh. the way Chloe likes it, and got her a hairdryer down, uh-huh. which is something that she'll do for immediate heat. If she's really cold, she'll hairdry herself. Right?
Do you not have duvets or jumpers?
Well, do. But I'm talking about, like, do you ever be like wearing stuff like that?
She's under, hair dry
she's
my
under
body.
The quilt, fully clothed, but she's freezing.
So then, does she lie and you hair dry her?
No. She'll take a hair dryer and hair dry herself until she feels warm, right?
You know what you said? People are going to think, well, you just get up to is weird. That's completely normal to think that, because that is weird.
I think the hair dryer thing is like 4 out of 10. Weird.
Now, if I'm really cold, sometimes I'll put my hands under hot water.
Right.
In the tap. Well, my hands are really cold.
So she will, her whole.
There's a lot of handling to put it.
Well, look, I went and did it in exchange for CW, mate, in exchange for Chloe work.
Yeah, and what is CW?
So Chloe work is like, she's going to go and like take out the full wash and hang it up mm-hmm. and then put another wash on, and she's going to clean the kitchen while I'm out getting the dinner. So
yeah.
that's Chloe work, like.
See, I'm thinking know? That work that takes, that's dinner, breakfast work for the kids. I stick their breakfast out there.
We don't have slaves, uh-huh. Dave.
But whenever they're eating the breakfast, I go stick a wash on, maybe put a tumbly one day on.
Oh, sorry, you're doing it. Sorry, I thought you were meaning it's kids' work, getting them to do it. What age do you think they'll be whenever you can start sort of slaving them?
They can bring things. That's about it. They can bring things. Here, go and get me that. That's about it, you know.
They can bring
and put their wee shoes under the stairs. That's all they can do.
So they can place items and retrieve.
Yes. And even at that, they're not great at it. You wouldn't rely on it 100% of the
time. I imagine the amount of times you would have to ask a child to bring you something and they bring you the wrong things.
Oh, yeah. So it's definitely infuriating, for sure. Oh, yeah. There's the amount of times in my day I have to go... And then the amount of times in the back of my head I hear that theme song, which is Chris Benoit's entrance music.
I wouldn't know that. Do you know?
I hear that in my head and go,
do you know? Okay. Do you know what I think would take at least one of these moments out of your day? Taking the door off your ensuite.
But then that'd be worse, because the big problem I face, my toilet, I've a toilet downstairs, which is not. I prefer the one upstairs because there's more room to get a big leg spread to wipe your arse, right? And I just prefer it up there. It's more comfy on the bum.
Yep.
As, you know.
So you have your favourite one.
Yeah, for sure. It's my favourite. However, it's on a landing.
I love shitting on our downstairs toilet for some reason.
You love?
I love it. Yeah.
But
I think it's one of the only rooms that Chloe has finished sort of decorating since we moved in. Because like for the first few months we were there, basically not in the house. And it's lovely to sit in it. But it's all decorated now.
How do you decorate a toilet?
Chloe's decorated this one.
It's
painted fresh. It's got like a nice wee shelf up in it and all.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
That's nice.
We're going for like beach house vibes.
Nice. We have our dictator downstairs toilet, which I know people know about. But upstairs is one I like to sit in. The only downside is because we have no locks on the doors. And if the light's on, the kids come in. It's on the landing. There's a big window that leads to the street, so two houses can just see me fully sitting on the throne. And then I'd be like, Matilda, close the door. And I can't, because there's a fucking string hanging in my hole. But like,
string.
Where you go? And then she just doesn't close the door. She's like, but I'm playing, Daddy. And I'm like, I know. But and then it's a whole big flipping. I have to wipe.
Do you know what, then? Mm-hmm. Remove the door, dude.
But then they fully see everything always.
See, you're all getting on.
Always.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Tell you what I'm never stressed about, mm-hmm. the toilet door.
But then, right, so say your door is placed directly in front of a window facing your neighbours.
It is, but everything? The toilet isn't.
But my toilet is.
The shape of the toilet. You go in and then go that way.
Well, imagine I say to Catherine, I'm like, listen, what we need
Some
to
people
do.
Don't even have like a break in the... They have a bog in their bedroom. and it's just round the corner.
Yeah, but that's even weirder. In what country? That's like Japanese.
No, that happens here as well. Especially in some like luxury type houses, because I've been on looking like for ones you can rent on Airbnb and all. There's an ensuite, and it's just like it's in the room.
No, but you know what that is?
Or there's a bath in the bedroom.
You know what that is? That is bovine scatology, Kieran. That is bullshit. That's what people are doing. They're selling you the dream. This is the height
bovine
of luxury.
Bovine scatology.
This is the height of luxury.
Do you know what I love about that too? That's still BS. Yeah. That's so good.
But this is what they say. They'd be like, oh, this is the height of luxury. You know, you can not only kiss, you can shit and then fall directly into bed.
Fall directly into the bath, if that's what you want.
Yeah, with Chloe's hairdryer, if you think that shitting on a toilet in the bedroom with an open bath is luxury. No, don't fall for it.
I'm here. Do you know what? I would say this though. I mean, what's the worst that can happen between a married couple if one of you is taking a shit?
But also shit has germs and all.
I'm not fucking shitting in my hand, throwing it about.
Yeah, but you're just like, it
goes into the bog. You flush
that's
it.
Like you shitting in a flower pot in that corner.
Here's a question. Do you let, see when you? See when you shit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you immediately flush the shit?
After or do you sit there?
See, I'll potentially flush it as well.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what? We've done too much scat banter on here recently. But I would potentially, if it's a stinking shit, like if it's really stinking, I'll flush before I've wiped.
But then, what's the, like, the,
I know,
the
carbon health, footprint of that.
But what do the nerd people say? They're like, if it's yellow, let it mellow. Like, just don't flush your pee.
See, when you're living in a country where it rains as often as this, I think you can fucking flush it. That water's getting used.
I refuse to pee left.
Here, and do you know what? See, my pee, I don't know what it is, but it's not mellow. Like.
Sometimes I'll pee before I pee. If anything,
did you ever be pissing and you flush midstream to see, can you beat the toilet? No. I used to do that. I was doing that in my 20s.
What I did do was a big problem for me. I used to see if I could pee as high as possible. I used to do that, like, up the ways.
You take it and...
But then, if you go too high...
Here's the technique for that, if you haven't tried it.
But then, if you pee too high, the stream turns on you. And that's like anything in life, it's a lesson. If you go too high, it'll eventually turn
fly too close to the sun, piss on your face.
I was, like, really popping off at a house party when I was in school, and people were like, this is lit, I was pissing so high, and then... You're the champion.
House party.
Pacer.
I'm weird. I'm weird. You're pissed in front of people.
In a garden.
You're doing fucking
boys
slash.
Be boys.
You're doing
boys
slash be boys. Banter for the boys.
But then it turned to my face and then they get mocked, don't they? So, you know, it's a turn. And by the way, no matter what anyone says, you can't piss with a boner.
You can. It's
like a power hose. Karcher.
But also like one of those hoses.
Uh-huh.
If the hose isn't aligned with the nib, shall we say, it will go.
Yeah.
When you're pointing it that way.
Yeah.
You know, that will happen.
But it is hard to do. But
do you ever? Mickey Bartlett once described the phenomenon of a peach boner to me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, not the phenomenon of a peach boner.
It's when you're not sure.
Sounds like a great book.
It's when you're not sure if you have a boner or your dick's filled with peach, or that you feel like you have a boner. But it's mostly peach based, you know, where you basically you really need a peach, but you have a bit of a boner.
Because sometimes
and
you
the
work
feeling
up
of
a,
needing a piss.
You need to work up a wee Sammy McElroy to stop getting the staves off the need to piss a bit, you know.
Sammy McElroy is very enjoyable because he looks a bit like.
I mean,
Sammy,
it's a football podcast too.
It is here. It's all man. I love that. That was also just BS. I love that. Like I'm in awe, to be honest with you. So here, Arsenal Champions League, first leg last night.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. Talk to me about... So Bukayo Saka, his goal was fucking sensational.
Yes.
Talk to me about what you made of... Talk to me about Ben White. Because here's what I saw. Having a good season. Missed a fairly good chance. Keeper saved it. Played Gnabry onside for their goal.
Yeah.
Give away a penalty, no?
No, was... who was that give a penalty away? Was it Jorginho?
Was it? It was a shit one to give away.
No, it was Saliba. Jorginho was not in the right position to let allow him in, and Saliba tackled him.
I'll
never criticise Saliba.
So the penalty I thought was well taken. Talk to me about... about Trossard. And
oh, I love Trossard. Love him.
Is he a super sub?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But I mean, as an Arsenal player, I wish. In fact, I don't, because it'd be way worse if I played for him. But I prefer, like, I find certain, like, no, don't get
your
me
your beard's
wrong.
Very Lacazette today. Thank I know you. He's not the former Arsenal striker.
Yeah, but,
like,
but I obviously love the likes of Saka, but I do feel that people put too much on him, too much pressure on him. Like, we were talking before we recorded about Foden. Foden has gone from being like Saka in many regards to the finished article.
He's in
Saka's
level.
Too wasteful to the final ball or finish, I think, too often.
Those Foden's recent goals, and by recent I mean in the last 2 to 3 weeks,
they've been rude.
Were, I mean, do you know what goal I loved last night in the City-Real Madrid game? And I did love it. Bernardo Silva's goal.
Oh, that was dirt.
Free kick out of nothing, and he smashes it in near post from 35.
You know what
yards?
That is? That's a wee old school Pro Evo free kick right
it was,
there.
Wasn't it?
He had a wee circle.
Fuck the keeper.
Underneath, yeah.
Oh, tremendous. I love that.
But that was a smasher. But I think I want to talk about the Saka penalty appeal. Do you think? And then also Bayern had a penalty that was turned down as well.
I didn't see Bayern having one turned down, but the Saka one I thought was full speed. It looked like a penalty. Replay, it looked like he dangled his foot.
But this is the thing. I think in real time, when
the guy didn't, I'll tell you what, Neuer didn't get the fucking ball.
But Neuer came out and got in the way. Now Saka did, like, but then you go back to the United Liverpool game. Harvey Elliott hung
the
leg.
It's the same shit.
I actually felt that he wasn't even touched.
I thought it was a penalty in the United game because he went down as well.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There's no consistency. That's the problem. And VAR and Champions League don't even check it. Now, what had happened? The Bayern wanted a
penalty. They didn't even check that.
No. But what they did in the...
They should have checked it. That's my thought.
In the... Oh, what was I talking about? Arsenal's penalty, Bayern's penalty appeal. Raya had done the goal kick, what they classified as, but Saliba didn't realise he'd taken it, and he took it and rolled it and kicked it out on back to Raya again, and which was a penalty, obviously, because it's a blatant handball. But then they were saying, well, what the referee described as, well, I would be childish to give that, or something. It was a childlike error. And it's like...
an error, nonetheless. Yeah. Do you know what I was thinking of? Sorry, go ahead, though.
No, I like that. It's common sense. Yeah. He obviously didn't know it had happened, so... Yeah.
Do you know what one I always think of in that? Do you remember when Nani scored a wee dirt against Tottenham?
Yeah.
Where Aurelio Gomez thought the ref had given a free kick, but he hadn't. And Nani just fucking... He's stepping back to take a free kick.
Yeah.
And Nani just nips in, takes it and scores.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, but did you remember Nani fought Ronaldo with one of the best goals of all time? When Ronaldo skinned everybody and dinked it over the keeper and Nani heads it in.
I love that.
And he was so annoyed.
He was fucked off. He wants every goal, don't he?
But then another thing too, that big flipping gigantic headed freak, Harry Kane, he should have been sent off for the elbow. He threw into Gabriel. But see, when you watch it back and he's looking around, bam. I hate Harry Kane. He's a dirty big bastard.
Do you hate him because he's Spurs?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he's a fantastic footballer, and I wanted him to do Sol Campbell more than anything in the world. But he pussy-oed out and went to Bayern Munich.
I think it's funny that he's left Tottenham to in search of trophies. Yeah. And like, he's gone to the one club where you go every year, you win stuff.
Yeah.
And it's the first year in ages when it looks like they won't win anything.
Harry Kane is, I believe he has had a spell put on him. He's been smited. That, like, he's made a deal with the devil. You will be one of the greatest strikers of all time.
Yeah. And it's him. Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah.
And he's like, but you'll win nothing.
Yeah.
Who else has that?
Who's just unbelievable and wins nothing?
George Best won a lot with the club. Yeah. Like, didn't win anything. George Best never played in the World Cup. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Giggs never played in the World Cup.
Yeah, but Ryan Giggs won it all. You know, so.
Yeah. Robbie Keane.
And Akacha, maybe. He's a good player. Yeah. Didn't really want anything.
Letizia.
Yeah. But then now we realise what Letizia is like nowadays.
Yeah, I know,
Rational decisions aren't necessarily deserved.
Yeah. It's
probably better to keep him on Guernsey.
Yeah. But even...
Guernsey?
Did Gaza win a wild lot? No, he was Guernsey. Lasso was Jersey, yeah.
Lasso.
Graham Lasso.
Wee dick.
Yeah, he was. And the Channel Islands do make annoying footballers,
don't
they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Ugly ones too.
Fucking Graham Lasso's fringe.
Yeah. Oh. But then Graham Lasso, he's a Premier League winner, isn't he? England.
With
a lot
Blackburn,
of caps for England too, yeah.
He's a wee cunt.
He wasn't.
Did Shearer ever win anything?
He won the Premier League.
Oh, he did. He won once.
Blackburn. But he's one who.
Shearer. Shearer's a good shout.
Shearer. But then, this is the thing, right? Let me put it to you.
Ricky Lambert.
But he won the Auto Windshields Cup, so it happened, so don't worry. But let me ask you this for a serious question. I was debating this. I went to on a stag dude in Newcastle, not down. Cheers.
Yeah.
And at Newcastle Stadium, they have a massive bar called Shearer's. Massive bar.
That's great.
And he's got a big statue outside the ground doing the old.
Does he get a wee bit of
Hitler salute? And
he must get something, mustn't he, for using his name? Yeah,
but this is the thing. Would you like to be somebody like, so say you're Anderson. Manchester United's Anderson.
Right, okay.
So technically you win it all. You've all the trophies.
Scored a penalty in the Champions League.
You've got it all. You know, and Anderson put it about a bit too. He was a bit of a playboy. He had a good lifestyle. Oh, why? He absolutely loved it.
Did he? Say, oh, I didn't know about him.
Oh, so juicy. Oh, he loved it, right?
Right.
So you've got it all. So you look back to your career. He's won it all these medals. And he's just another guy who played for United.
Yeah.
Or would you rather be Shearer, an absolute hero of Newcastle, won Premier League?
Steven Gerrard, there's a player, although he did win the Champions League, didn't he?
Yeah.
But, like, never won the league.
But who'd you rather
Anderson be? Has more Premier League medals than him.
Anderson or Shearer? Chris Eagles probably has more Premier League winners medals than Gerrard, which is so mean.
Jonathan Greening.
David May. Yeah.
Oh, David May. David May's won it all.
Yeah.
And for Blackburn, he's a double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be David May.
No, but the question is Anderson? Or Shearer? So even still now, no, like, I reckon Anderson Shearer can walk does around have Trafford Centre. And
actually,
no,
you know what? Anderson.
Yeah.
Because I'll say this, Shearer has the Premier League scoring record, but somebody will beat it.
Shearer? Did Kane not beat it? No.
No. Still
he's
Shearer, 270. 40, I think he's short. About 40 goals shy of it, yeah.
Yeah, come back to Spurs when he's like
40. You'd probably need two seasons to do it. Jiggy will come back. He'll come back. Where do you think he'll go?
One more year and Spurs.
Then. He'll do Gareth Bale.
I think, do you know what? I think he goes City.
If Haaland could go to Spain and he could go to City.
Yeah.
I'd love Haaland.
But is Kane not a wee bit old? Like maybe 31, too, maybe?
I think he's 30 now.
Yeah.
He could still do it. Because his thing with Kane, he's a bit like Sherring in that regard. Pace isn't his... Isn't this?
But he doesn't need the pace because he reads it. He reads it well.
Which is also funny because I doubt he can actually read. No, so it's impressive how you know dyslexic does, with books. And
he does seem the type, doesn't he?
Yeah,
can read a fucking 80-yard through ball.
But could read your Sunday Life article. You know, he's good.
Imagine it's Harry Kane. Yeah, he had those articles.
Thinks he knows about football, yeah.
Because he's a normal bloke.
Yeah, he's a normal bloke.
Yeah, you're normal too, Harry. Fucking, you look like Andre the Giant's son, huh? Freak.
Freak is such a.
And what is the celebration doing?
Yeah.
What is it? What's the motion he's trying to do?
Feeding the dog in. Aggressively.
But that's not going to be a nice feeling. And Mrs. Kane is just leading pseudocreme all the time. He's,
he's doing the Miyagi shuffle. Like, yeah. Unbelievable.
And then what's he doing? Like, does he'd hit her in the throat if he did that because he jumps. Be like, Harry, that's not. Oh, you don't do it there, Harry. It's on my minge.
It's on my minge.
All right.
What?
Mrs. Kane.
Who's your favourite Arsenal player of all time? Is it Henry?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
It's Henry. I love Bobby Perez too.
Do you know who I would have loved at United? And I think he probably would have done a job at United. Obviously, Kane. Henry would have been great. I had a lot of time for Bergkamp.
Oh,
Bergkamp. A man loved an assist.
Bergkamp, he was probably the most beautiful of players. Like to watch the way he played the game was
Do you know what goal I fucking love so much? There's actually three Bergkamp goals. Two for Arsenal, one for Holland.
Argentina's the Holland goal.
The Holland that fucking lash was a Van Bronckhorst.
No, it was De Boer.
De Boer plays that fucking stupid ball and made his touch. But then, see for the goal, he scores one against Newcastle.
Yeah,
which is one of my favorite. It's the one where he fucking nips it around that way.
He turns to Stabby's ass gay.
There's the one, I think Leicester, it's against Sunderland.
Oh, Sunderland in the cup?
Yeah.
Oh, it's completely disgusting.
Puts it up in the top corner, like really arcs it out wide. Like
Lionel Perez is there, and he does a wee, and he goes and celebrates. Like,
mate,
that.
See.
Have you seen that one?
See Lionel Perez in that season. He conceded two of the fucking best goals I've ever seen.
Cantona
well, and Bergkamp. Oh, mate.
But they're two Mavericks.
Oh, mate. See, that Cantona goal.
Yeah.
That's top three.
But even the celebration makes it.
Oh. We won two with fucking Chalky as well. Smelly Brian McClure. Yeah. When I say smelly, I stood beside him and he fucking raked the drink, so I can call him.
But he does look like he would.
No. He loves pints, like.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a big long white beard and long white hair and all now.
Yeah.
Like a wizard.
He has like
you're a wizard, Brian.
He actually looks like he's in the band Wizard.
Oh, yeah. If he didn't say Wizard, it
would. I wish I could be drinking every day.
Wishes come true. You know, that's McClure's life. But
do you remember? Well, you probably don't because you probably didn't buy it. But in the Man United magazine, there used to be a thing called Chalky's Diary, and it was Dan loves it, and it was just like a wee article
in the pub.
It was
on a double bells.
Booked up a curry half and half this morning, then we went for passing practice.
Ferguson's finally passed out by the N20.
do you
ever see that video? I think I shared it with the comedians once, and it was after United had won the league, and it was like I think the first Premier League that won, and it was that you could just see it was a different time. They were just all fucking rakers wanting to go in the pints.
Yeah.
And Paul Parker was there, and he was like clearly the joker of the team, and he was sort of at the end really wanting to make a joke, and they were like, so how does it feel? And he goes, like, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be out later for dinner? So he goes, after a few pints, of course. I got it. And he's like, and then everyone's like, hey, look at him. And the interviewer's like, what are you doing? I must have that somewhere.
Paul Parker walked past me at that United Legends match.
Uh-huh. With a few pints.
And I goes to him, and I goes, all right. And he goes, like, that's serious. I went, oh, mate, I wasn't asking you for anything. Do you know what I mean? Paul Parker, his dodgy ankle. Remember, his ankle gave Gary Neville a career. Like, what do you make of all this Gary Neville chat? People saying he was shouting.
No, that's a load of balls.
And people being like,
load of rubbish.
People say shouting. Like,
nah, fake news.
I'm like, I can't. It was Schmeichel and Neville were fucking literally two names on the sheet every week for fucking years. Do you know what I mean? There's no way.
He must be the most decorated fullback.
Probably, but so underrated. People are just like, oh, you were shite. I'm like,
oh, I found it. What a hero.
So let's leave me by myself. I went all night with the lad. I went until tomorrow morning and it really sinking in after a few pints, of course.
He absolutely offered a few pints, of course. And everybody goes, hey, fucking me, you got Paul, yeah.
So, but is it going to sink in?
Don't know why they're all from London. Yeah. pints. Fucking just.
But who was it? Was
McClure's getting a blood transfusion the next day.
But Pallister, he looked like he'd be good fun.
Pally looks like he'd be.
Irwin, I think, strikes me as a bit of a boring guy.
Yeah, the rest of them are all pints, and Irwin's sitting in the car going, is it time to go home?
How much is Dennis Irwin worth in today's money?
Fuck, he was unbelievable.
The set piece master?
Yeah, he made free kicks.
50.
There's a free kick.
Ben White's 50.
There's a free kick that he took against Blackburn, I think Bobby Mims was doing that. And he fucking.
Why does that sound like a rapper these days?
Oh, mate.
Bobby Mims? Yeah.
What a fucking player. I love
him. Mims or?
No, Irwin. No, Mims. I remember Mims in the sticker collections always looked like he'd been huffing stuff off tinfoil. Like, you know what I mean?
You know who another one was? A character of Grzovic. He was a legend in the early days.
Grzovic, just a fucking face drawn on the knee.
They say he was the inspiration behind Quasimodo.
Actually,
no, obviously not.
I didn't mean the actual book. I was meaning like for the drawings. They did.
Yeah.
The cross Peter Beardsley, Steve Grzovic.
Oh.
And you get Disney's Quasimodo. Like.
Who else was ugly?
Who else was ugly?
Was there an Alan Wright?
Colin Hendry,
who played for
Colin Hendry.
He was thinking, yeah.
There's a fucking. It's just a fucking blonde arse cheek.
Yeah, he was very
blonde,
ugly.
Bleached blonde hair.
But he was the Braveheart, wasn't he?
Scotland. Darren Peacock.
Darren Peacock?
Remember long, oh, yes. Long ponytail?
Played for QPR in Newcastle?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, do you know what? Ugly Footballers is a great game, Dave.
Yeah.
Who else was fucking
They were all much uglier in those days because they were just like proper, like, keel.
They're just taking headbutts.
Yeah, flat out. You know who's sexy, though? Steve Bold. Balding, but cute. He's a wee bit like a wee touch of the old... Statham's about him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like an old Statham. Like, you know, Statham's dad.
You know who's ugly, but you could also say absolutely loves it?
Ray Parler.
Yeah.
Man, isn't that weird when you went, you know who's ugly? I was like, Ray Parler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his goal, I loved Ray Parler because he was just a pisshead. And then Wenger came in and made him actually decent. And he just won a wee bit and he was just a legend.
He just wanted to drop
that FA Cup final goal again. Fuck Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah.
Work out up your bangle, Ed De Hoy.
Ed De Hoy. Ugly cunt. Yeah. Looked like he should be teaching P6s.
Yeah. No, he looks like he was teaching P6s but shouldn't be allowed to. He looked like a pedo. Like a mustache and the balding hair.
He was an ugly cunt.
Yeah.
I like playing Thomas Brolin. Wee flabby fat boy.
I love reminiscing about old players. You know who is another one who just, I loved his name? Real Fox.
Real Fox. He was good though.
Nah, he played for Spurs. He was shit.
He was pacey.
He played with Darren Anderton. He's shit too.
Sick note.
Yeah.
I love that.
Spurs team, like, that was Wick. They had Wick players. Red Ian Walker, Matt, he was Anderton, sexy.
Ian Walker.
Yeah.
Who did they have up front at that time?
Sure enough.
Ferdinand as well then later.
Well, that was a decent front line.
I loved Ferdinand. Do you know what? His overlap was great.
Yeah.
Like the stick to football with him.
I love stick to football.
Actually,
great.
Both the Ferdinands were good, but I'm talking about Les.
Well, not Anton. He was wick.
He was shit.
Yeah, Anton Ferdinand.
QPR was his zenith, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ugly, I'm thinking, I want one more truly ugly cunt.
Truly ugly footballer. There's so many.
I don't want to throw another big unit on the bus, but Neville Southall, he was ugly.
Yeah, he was ugly. Razor Ruddock was ugly back in the day, but then now, kind of sexy because he looks like me.
what'd you call that? A Liverpool guy with ginger hair? Steve Nichols, or is an ugly cunt.
Yeah.
Steve Nichols? Ugly.
Yeah, that guy Wright, I was saying too, he's ugly. Alan Wright, was it? Or Steve Wright? Steve Wright, yeah, he was.
Alan Wright was that wee cunt that played for Aston Villa.
But here, Dion Dublin apparently had a big walt on him. So, evens out, doesn't it?
It's Dublin.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
The longest in the shower, I only found out recently. I mean, who's got the biggest cock? Who's the longest in the shower? I'd be like, oh, fuck, he's got a full exfoliating routine. He's conditions. He's like, nah, 12 inches soft.
He's just got, he's just got real fox between his legs.
The real fox in the box.
I think Dion Dublin, you know that show he does, what do you call it? Homes on a Hammer.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
He should use a dick.
Have you seen those? Have you seen those?
Sold.
Imagine he flattened someone's garage with his cock. You've ever seen that? Have you ever seen those montages of Dion Dublin just going, and now we'll go upstairs to the bedroom?
No.
Have you not seen that? No, there's whole montages. Look, it's up on YouTube.
I would love
of
them
going
it.
Like, and there's the stairs. Leads to the bedrooms, like, and now we'll go upstairs to the bedrooms, as if like the stairs go anywhere else in a house.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, in your house, it could lead anywhere. Fuck me. God knows what you're going
to
do.
Now we'll go upstairs to the bedrooms. Yeah. There's no
Speaking
doors.
Speaking actually of houses, right?
There's no doors. There's just strings.
See? Just ribbons. But Catherine, we were looking to get an extension in the house, right?
Yeah.
And we were told about the prices of everything. And they said it would be cheaper.
Deal on double.
Yeah, they said it would be cheaper. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's easier to do if you could do the work yourself.
It's doubling.
She goes to me, you can't do DIY at all yourself, blah, blah, blah. He goes, fuck, what'd you call your man that did that whole thing himself? Built the whole fucking... And she's been serious. She said, was that the Austrian fella? And I went, are you talking about Joseph Fritzl? And she went, yes. I went, don't make me less of a man than Joseph Fritzl because he can build an extension. He also kidnapped his entire family.
To be fair...
Yeah,
he built a full dungeon and the house didn't fall into it, so he obviously knew his way around a fucking... A mortise and tenon, like, you know what I mean? Is that what you call it? Mortise and tenon joint?
You knew something more than around more of that.
Am I smart? I know stuff.
But
probably not. But probably nothing to do with joinery. What? Mortise and tenon? Isn't that what a joint like that?
Yeah.
No, it's, I know there's dovetail, which is when it goes out. But I think mortise and tenon is when it looks like a wee enzyme.
I'm not building my own extensions, I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. See if that's correct. And I've just taken shit for not knowing it. And it's right. You can fucking suck the back of my bag.
Yeah. We gonna do a wee quick game for 8 points?
Yes, yeah, we should do a wee
quick game. Somebody coming to this building to apparently, but they didn't come last time, so fucking
knows. Oh, don't like when people don't show up.
Yeah.
Hate when people put a lot of things on you.
Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. It's not
Dan, good. Speak. Speak the truth.
Mortise and tenon joints. And A tab slots into a B connection or something like that.
The truth shall set you free.
No one gives a shit.
Tell you what it won't do, build you a fucking extension. That's one thing the truth will not do for you. Right, we're getting stuck in here. Let's see what's happening. So Dave and I are going to play a wee quick game of FIFA. Do we have questions down to answer, journalists, please?
Well, this person is here, so allow me to just say I'll be down 2 minutes.
Take your time. We're still on, you know what, don't you? Yeah. So can I answer questions then? While Dave...
I can do both.
We make this game like 5 minutes or something.
Do the first half.
Who are we doing?
Can you join me on this, Dave?
And what are you, in this adventure?
See if you can join in and have a second ballard ball vein. Hold the big button in.
Ball vein.
Yeah.
Great.
Ball vein. We've told that story, haven't we? Dave's great.
But
really great.
You never think about mud vein.
Yeah.
Like Mudvayne, but it's Vane.
Yeah, Mudvayne. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Mudvayne.
They're great.
They're currently touring.
Yeah.
See if they come here. Mm-hmm. I'm going that like
a martini in the basement.
Oh mate, he's a joke. See if you press A, Dave.
Uh huh.
Does that work?
What's
this? I don't think it does.
Who's the hardcore?
Did you just press
count?
A? Can you not? You can't really just join. I don't think you can join as a second me.
No.
So. We'll just, do you know what? We'll just
You know play. What? Let's we'll just get this going.
Traditional
soon.
Play against uh-huh. each other.
Yeah, who are you going to be? Oh, Ballroot Ballvian.
He's my player. Ballroot Ballvian, I said that to you earlier.
No, but I thought that was someone you were playing against.
No, that's me. That's my avatar.
Ballroot Ballvian.
Gee, how do you not know us? He's famous, Dave.
Wow.
They're singing his names. Kids are shouting, I want to be Ballvian out in the street.
I want to be Ballvian.
Who was your player of choice whenever you were a kid Dave playing on the street?
Elliot.
You never said I'm Cantona or I'm
Fiera. Screamed it every time you hit a ball. Fiera!
I used to think of myself as a bit of a fucking Les Ferdinand.
A Les Bowmore.
Yeah. See when he was at Newcastle.
Yeah.
That's skipping over that.
I've never played this before, I don't think. Have I EA? Who you been?
I'll be in it. Do you know what? I'm going to randomise. 1, 2, 3. I'm being a Turkish club. 1, 2. Give me Galatasaray. I'm Kayserispor.
I'll be Heidenheim. Everybody's wanting to know the big history of Heidenheim versus
this, here, Heidenheim fucking beat Bayern Munich the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, well, Arsenal couldn't, could they?
That was the team that beat them the other day, and now, like, I mean...
Leverkusen,
I think if they win their next... Yeah, they would need to win one out of like six games or something. Fair play to Leverkusen. Never losing, as I like to call them.
Yeah, well.
Do you like it?
I see what you did.
Do you want to... You can use that if you want to. What's happening here?
Brooksy wants to know, could Twank walk the Belfast Marathon with an allocated maximum time?
Depends what the maximum time is, Brooksy, doesn't it? Obviously, if it's 6 hours.
Sorry,
then
within the maximum time.
What is the maximum time?
I'm going to say 12.
12 hours?
Yeah.
26 miles, 12 hours?
No. That's too far for me. I'd have to run part of that, surely. Why is this not working?
Do you want to segue into the marathon, Dave?
Yeah, we're doing the marathon, guys. The link is going to be in the description of the video to donate. We're doing it for the NI Hospice.
We're going to have to do all that again, Dave.
And you know what the good thing is? It's nearly here. It'll be in 2 weeks' time now. The 5th of May, Sunday the 5th of May, I'm running it, Dan Fossey are running it, Darren Matthews is running it, James McKechnie's running it, and we're representing 1L Studios.
Tell you what I'm not doing.
What are you not doing?
The marathon.
But you know what you are going to do? Come along and cheer.
I'm not, do you know why? Do you know why? I've done. Do you know why I'm not doing that, Dave?
Because you're shitting in a room with no door.
I did it.
Give me an alternative.
Oh, what the fuck? I did it for our Kevin. Hold on, this has fucked us here.
Here, listen.
I'm taking this controller.
If it's not the B, it's not the B.
Kieran, if you can't run it and you can't support it, will you donate?
No. I could donate a bit of money. Yep. I pay for things. I don't show up to them. One, two.
No, I've got
three.
Heidenheim. You ever? You where you been?
Well, I was Turkey one night. Turkey.
Yeah, you be young boys because you love them.
What was my team called again?
There were Kaiser. Back yep. Kaiser Posipor.
Kaiser Posipor.
Oh, why do all the German or the?
This
Turkish
better
team?
Work this time. See if it's fucks me. Oh,
here we go. Oh,
Dave, what are you expecting?
A big delivery.
There's two ladies in
the. Did you see this?
Well, so that's what I'm expecting. no, they're bringing me some product.
This feels weird.
They're giving me loads of Red Bull. That's it, basically.
Do you have to go and meet them then, this or can I just take
this
it
is,
off
this
them?
Is getting weird.
Yeah, because see you, when you just tell them I'll be too.
See when you get the ball here, Dave. Try to
somewhere.
Try to boot it. Try to boot it, or try to shoot.
I tried to shoot there. All right, yeah.
What was that? The right button for you?
It's okay. It's working enough.
It doesn't work for me.
Well, you know what? I'm just figuring it out, and you're just gonna have to figure it out too, Kieran. This is what we do. We just figure stuff out together. We're a team.
I'm figuring it out, Dave. Oh, yeah. Figured it. So what have you got coming up then, comedy wise?
Oh, I'm going on tour. Shit, guys, I'm going on a nationwide tour. Across May and June and a wee bit of July, and tickets are on sale now via my social media or potentially my website, davidallycomedy.com.
Where are you touring, Dave?
I'm touring in the Lyric Theatre on the 10th.
You're doing the Lyric?
May. I'm doing...
That's very exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting, but I have to promote it better. And I'm doing that. I'm doing... Name some places you can tour, and I'll tell you.
Derry.
Yes, somewhere.
Enniskillen.
Is that our doing?
Yep.
Yeah, supposedly there too.
Portaferry,
the Portico, yeah, apparently. What are your thoughts of the Portico?
After what happened?
I've heard that you are not entirely a massive fan of it.
Well, they stopped my show over a dubious fire alarm and told everybody to leave without speaking to me about it, so it was
That's disrespectful, isn't it?
It was disrespectful, Dave. Oh, do you know what? I'm totally over it.
Are you going to return to the Portico?
I'll return to Portaferry. I'll say that much.
Oh, no. Why did I bone my own player?
Why'd you bone him?
Yeah.
Here we go. Chance for me. Oh, I hit the wrong button.
But that's life, isn't it?
Hit the wrong button.
All right.
So what?
Where did you place them?
Where did you place them?
Mm-hmm.
Dave, this is sound a wee bit fritzly the way you're talking about them. So what way? So where else are you doing? Must be doing Newry, must be doing...
I don't actually... Newry's one I'm not doing,
I couldn't get a decent date in Newry.
Yeah, I think
it's... And I couldn't get a date from a comedy gig either, you? No, I couldn't get a date for Newry. What about Newcastle, County Down?
Well,
that's a goal, must be. Oh, fucked it.
Wrong button. Penalty kick?
Never a penalty.
Is that it? Half time?
Kleindienst.
Or is that just...
No, it's just a wee... I think we might only... Are we only going... Do you know what we're doing? Goal the winner, Dave? Is that what we're doing?
We'll do that then.
I love goal the winner. It gives
me energy. That's my impression of Shane singing. Did you like it?
Shane?
Yeah.
Shane Todd?
No, Shane fucking... Who are many Shane saying? Oh, Shane Gillis.
Shane Fallon from Westlife. Oh, you know him, don't you?
I do. Not personally, unfortunately. I prefer Mark Fahilly. Whoa, yeah.
He's definitely a more expressive singer in that band, isn't he?
Experienced?
Expressive.
All right, yeah.
More of a, you know... He's,
unnecessary, you would say?
Yeah, he does the... Some in a solitude
night. I'll see if he's done that.
I know, the Olympico. That's what that's called, apparently. James Ward-Prowse did it the other day. Strike.
Prowse?
Is that called it? Oh.
No. You're a little...
Alcoholic.
Right, let's go. Goal the winner. Come on, fuck. Oh, what are you team managing?
No, I'm not. I hit the wrong
button. Hashtag nerd alert.
These are your controls.
Hashtag. It's not my controls are not working. So we're both this. At least we're both.
Your controller's not working.
No.
In what sense?
It's not doing anything I want, but I'm making it work because.
But if you try to cross it now, what button are you hitting?
I'm hitting the wrong one.
God. Oh, I can't. I can't concede. I refuse. What was that? Capes. Definitely thought that was it over. What was the question, Dan? I can't even fucking... From Brooksy. I feel like it was... Oh, about the marathon. Fuck a marathon.
Fuck the marathon. No, don't fuck a marathon. The marathon's a great thing for a great cause. Lots of...
I've done you. Give me a penalty.
Oh,
cunt.
Ben White, mate. Benny Blanco.
He did. He did a good challenge last night, didn't he? On the way back. In that Madrid game, he stopped one. Chance. Oh. That's a chance for me. It's a chance for me. You get there, you wee cunt. It's a chance for me. Chance. Damn.
It's all about the fans, isn't it? This is what we do.
I want the fans to love it.
And CO wants to know, does Twank have an air fryer?
No. I don't know what I would use it for. I'm too busy using my 65 fryers with no doors. no, I don't have one. Are they seem expensive for something that I already own, if you know what I mean. I already own an oven, look.
No, they're good and handy, though.
It's a chance. Chip. Oh, Dave. You've been
oh, he's done it. Listen, that's been a pleasure.
Do you know what? Uh-huh. I don't have an air fryer, but I can do you a lovely chip.
Couldn't have been timed better. Thank you very much. Wherever I am, check me out. I'm on tour. DaveElliottComedy.com.
He's all over the place. Check him out. DaveElliottComedy.com.
And my socials and stuff. Dave Elliott Comedy.
Loves it.
Tour dates on it. Buy tickets. Come and see me and I'll make your life better.
Thanks. Thanks for coming in, losing to me with a...
You know what?
Inferior team.
But did I complain or did I just get
you
on with it?
You know what you did?
You know what?
You got on with
I'm
it.
I'm a hero.
And I love it. Go. Take it easy, mate. These, we'll see you in the next one. Bye. Oh, no.